Okay. Good morning, everyone. We got some good stuff today. Obviously, it's been out of form for a while now, but now it's like really ikvasa depuria, if you will. It's really the footsteps right before. It's the hardest part. Is getting to Purim, making it there with all your might of learning and everything, and then obviously keeping it afterwards with the gula. I'm not just taking that. Not just having that one awesome day, but continuing afterwards. And today we're going to learn a little bit about Purim, because Purim is the greatest day ever, as we all know. Learning reform. And we're going to take a look a little bit at Purim today. We're going to start off with a sicha, an interesting sicha. I may or may not have shown it to you before in the past, but Rav Yaakov of Husiatr. I think I've shown you Rav Yaakov of Husiatin before. Rav Yaakov of Husiatin was an admor of Rajin, who his father-in-law made aliyah to Tel Aviv before the war, warning his community bad things are going to happen, etc. Made aliyah to Tel Aviv, like most of the Hasidic Rebbeim, made aliyah to Tel Aviv, and not Yerushalayim because there were no churches there ever at one point. Yeah, at that point, so there was no Avodah Zarah and Tel Aviv at that point. It's a good place to start fresh. Also, the Sakanas were less and everything. And he took over for his father afterwards, and it's an unbelievable sefer because the Sichas were given at the time around from the Second World War all the way till after the Medina and etc. through many wars. So, similar to the Eish Kodesh, the topics are speak through what's going on in the world at the time often. And there's an unbelievable Torah here. It was given in 1949. We all know that year. What year is 1949?
Year after 1948.
Exactly. The year after 1948. Which is a pretty cool year. Tavshin Tet Purim. In the middle of Tel Aviv. Rehov Bialik. You could still go there today. It's right in the middle of Tel Aviv, literally. It's right next to where the old city hall used to be. And there's like 10 museums on that street. It's very cool. It's a dead end. And he says over here of Yaakov, "B'Purim shel shana ha'avra, hu shayach adayin le'emor, be'eretz Yisrael, akasi ovdei de'achashver shanam." Last year in Purim, it was shayach to say, in Eretz Yisrael, akasi ovdei de'achashver shanam. What does that mean? Akasi ovdei de'achashver shanam. It's a famous line. Anyone? What? Okay, what does it exactly mean?
We're still in servitude to
Achashverosh. That even though Purim is over, we're still in a sort of gullus that we're still in there. And as of last year, we were able to say that. Aval b'Purim anochachi kvar yesh lanu baruch Hashem medinas Yisrael. But in this Purim, we don't have to say that anymore. We have medinas Yisrael. Guy's not tyranny, he's a Chassidish Rebbe. Just saying, shows you how everyone in the country felt it. It was a little agula. He says, we're no longer under the Shiabud, we're no longer under this Achashverosh. We can begin to run ourselves now. We have our own Medina, whether it's perfect or not. He understands and sees the godless of having Jews to make their own decisions over their own nation. Fine. Klomar. No, excuse me. Utsrichim anu latet hodad l'sheavar litzok lati levo. And what do we need to do? We need to give thanks for what happened. Okay? And we need to scream for the coming of it. What does that mean? Klomar, tzarich litpalel. We need a daven. We all know we need a daven. He's saying, obviously, a little bit extra we need a daven. By the way, this was given on Purim. This was given before the Suda. Sheniske bekarv leros as ha-melucha shleima. Now, what do we need a daven for? This complete melucha. A complete melucha. Okay, we have a partial melucha that we just got, where we can now govern ourselves, and you know he was very much medayik and holding in the Rambam himself. Rabbi Yaakov Husiatin was a bucky in the Rambam, quotes the Rambam very often, and he says, seemingly holding like the Rambam, that it's a process, and now this
process of the Mashiach, where Akasi de Avid Achashverosh Anan, we are no longer under his shiabud of Achashverosh. And so we need a daven, but we need a daven for the next step, the Melucha Shlema, the complete Melucha. Melucha Shlema Perusha, Vaisal Hashem Melucha, Unon in Ovadia, Vaisal Hashem Melucha, Vayashal Melucha Kolar. It's that it's not just us, it's the entire world, the whole world sees and realizes HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Zet Tolar Benitzacho and Hashalim Be'ot Melchaz Malkim. What is that Tolar Ba? What does that rely on? On the complete annihilation of Amalek. Complete. Not just the partial, not leaving that one person over so that Haman can be born, but the complete annihilation of Amalek. Be'Melchamas Amalek Shebachutz. In Melchamas Amalek, on the outside, Neged Rishei Amot Olam Tzorei HaYudim. Obviously the people who are against the Jews. Those people need to be, you know, physically, we need to fight against them. If, I guess he's obviously speaking in the foreigners, if the Arabs come against us, we need to defend ourselves, and we need to show the godless of HaKadosh Baruch Hu and how great the Jews are. And we need to show this milchama of Amalek also within. It's a double war, like we know. There's nothing shows that more than Yeshiva has to like we're in right now. Which is a milchama against the Yitzhar. You need to fight your own Yitzhar, each person for himself, each person on his own battlefield. And the final Malucha comes with the final, on both fronts, the war of Amalek. Zehu Shem Rabbi Shila. This is like Rabbi Shila wrote in Brachos, Lacha Hashem Hamlacha, Zu Mechamas Hamalek. It says in the Gemara Brachos, when it says Lacha Hashem Hamlacha, that's something with the Mechamas Hamalek. Klomar, Aide Nitzachon Hashem, Be Mechamas Hamalek, Yaakis Hashem. When we complete the final thing, right, he's explained himself a little bit, the final war with Hamalek, that's on both fronts, and that's when the Melucha Shalem is going to come. Okay. V'yimei HaPurim, Heim HaYoter Mukhshal Yitpalazer. And he says, Rav Yaakov of Yisyatin, Sechos Yogein Aleinu, says that the days of Purim, that's the time that's Dafka supposed to be, it's a time specifically for prayer for that. For prayer in general and prayer for that. B'Purim Efshol Lif'ol Harbeh. You can do a whole lot on Purim. A whole lot on Purim you can do. B'Tikune Azar says in the Tikune Azar, Purim Itkarit Hashem Yom HaKippurim. We know that famous line. What does that mean? Purim is called on the name of Yom HaKippurim, right? Purim, Lashon Yom HaKippurim. What's Yom HaKippurim? Yom Kippur, right? Purim, Kippurim. We all see that. That's from the Tikkun HaZohar. Shem b'Tikkun HaSham, but Tikkun HaZohar, Yeshev Hezber Amok al Zeh. In the Tikkun HaZohar, there is a deep, deep explanation to this, obviously, like all things in the Tikkun HaZohar. Ava Yesh La'avina Tamayim Al Darach Zeh. But here's how I want you to understand it. Here's how he ends off. Right, the lashon of the Rambam Perek Gimel Hilchos Teshuva, Perek Aleph Hilchos Gimel in Hilchos Teshuva, says that the whole inyan of Yom Kippur, just like Sukkah has its lulav, the whole inyan of Yom Kippur is mechaper alechem. It's to have is kapara. So just like Yom Kippur is mechaper. So too Purim is mechaper and can bring great things for Am Yisrael. Even if you're not fitting for it, we know that Yom Kippur is mechaper. People who don't necessarily, that's why it's such a great day, because even if you don't deserve, even if you don't deserve the asari from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not this level, the sorry from yourself, even if you didn't say sorry, sometimes it's still mechaper for you. Right? And so he says, Purim as well, Zemarom is divrei Yerushalmi, kol haposhi yad nosim lev. Fine. And that's how he ends off over there at the Chiyos of the Suda. But what I wanted to focus today is on this beautiful Sicha, beautiful way to open a Suda. I'm sure that gets everyone pumped. But he goes and he turns everything to this one line in the Tikkun HaZohar that says, once again, Purim itkrit al shem Yom HaKippurim. That Purim is called on Yom Kippur. And just like Yom Kippur is mechaper, so too, everything else is mechaper. And I'm just like, you can't just throw that out there. What's going on here? Purim is not Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is not Purim. Last I checked, last time I thought of Purim, I did not think of mechaper. In fact, I thought, wow, it's chaval that we don't have karbanos, so we could all bring one afterwards. Guess you'll understand why in a few days. And although there is no nezek on Purim, so. But what's going on here? And why is it Yom HaKippurim? And in fact, so, if you look at the Lashon of the Zohar, Purim it kriyat al shem Yom HaKippurim, which one is the Iker and which one is the Tafel? Anyone? Purim or Yom Kippur? What's the Iker? If you look at the actual Lashon here. Sounds like Yom Kippur is the Iker?
That's what I think. Purim is called by the name Yom Kippur.
Yes. But then it's Yom HaKippurim.
Right. So the phraseology of the sentence, I thought, sounds like Yom Kippur is the essence, while the actual essence of the word sounds like Purim.
Right. It's kind of both sides, right? The sentence says, seemingly, that Purim is named because of Yom Kippur, but if the actual lashon of Yom Kippur is Yom HaKippurim, that the day is like Purim. So what's going on here? Which is the Iker, which is the Tafel? And this is a thing that really, really challenged me. So we're going to open up a book that we don't usually open, like never. We're going to look in the Tikkun HaZohar. What the Tikkun HaZohar says is much harder than most Gemaras. And we won't get it, but we'll see what we can get out. It says in the Tikkun HaZohar in Taf Bet, Purim it's kriyat, al shem Yom HaKippurim. I might not have seen this ever. That's okay. Me either. Purim is called Al Shem Yom HaKippurim. That's the line we just said, and that's how it starts off this paragraph. Why? Why is Purim it kriyat Al Shem Yom HaKippurim? De atidin l'itangabe. Because forever we will be misaneg in it. Forever there will be oneg with it. It's not just for now, but it's for always that we're going to have the greatness of it, that we're going to be basking in its glory. Ulishanuye le me inoy le oneg. And it changed for us, and it made something from difficulty, something from so to speak, being in avelus almost, to oneg, to greatness, to feeling good. That's what it did for us. Umad ihi shchinta aser ben ilat asandel. And just like by Yom Kippur, it's aser ben ilat asandel, right? One of the hei inuyim is we're not allowed to wear shoes of leather. Behahu zimna itmar be, ma yafu pa'amayich p'na'alayim bat nediv. Like it is said in a place over there, which is it's mentioned in Shir Hashirim, a very famous pasuk, right, in Perek Zion, if I'm not mistaken. Pasuk Bet, ma yafu pa'amayich p'na'alayim bat nediv. How beautiful are the shoes, I will make them into, this is from Shir Hashirim, so obviously difficult to translate. How beautiful are they with their shoes, are their legs, whatever? They are the sons of princes, the sons of Malchus, whatever that means, the daughters of Malchus, princesses. Whatever that means. V'inuga v'chedva v'kama tovin mezumanim l'gaba. And the oneg, the chedva, we know these words, and all this greatness is invited upon it. And so too it should be, and quickly with everyone else. Now, we're not going to go too deeply in Tikkun HaZohar, because even if we think we're understanding, we're probably not. But when we read on into this Tikkun HaZohar, it explains three things. First of all, Purim is called Anshem Yom HaKippurim. Why? Because it switched us from Inoy to Oneg, right? If you want rags to riches, but it's the opposite here. It's really just from badness to goodness. V'nafochu. There's your concept of V'nafochu. The other one is just like Yom Kippur has an Ilas Hasandel. And then it quotes the Pasuk, Mayafu Pamach B'na'alayim Bat Nadiv. That, how beautiful are you? How beautiful are your feet? You are the daughters of princes. Okay, whatever that means. And that, it's going to be great for us always. Now, obviously the most troubling thing for me, except for the whole thing, because it's good as are, the whole thing's troubling for me, is what is it talking about in Ilas Asando? You're going to compare, okay, it's doing this comparison, the whole thing, this whole paragraph, is based on this comparison of Purim Itkrit Hashem Yom Kippurim. And then it says, right, Ne'il Sasandel. Okay, first of all, there's a lot more than Heinuim. There's a lot more than one Inuim, excuse me. There's Heinuim. And it's choosing Ne'il Sasandel. Why is it choosing Ne'il Sasandel? What does that have to do? Anything with Purim. Anything with Purim. Now, the only run of thinking that it kind of gave to us here is this pasuk in Shir Hashirim of Ma'yafu Pa'amayich Ba'na'alayim Ba'nadif. Once again, of how beautiful, how great are your feet, that and you are the daughters of princes. Whatever that all means, once again. So we're going to try to figure out why the Tikkun HaZohar is bringing this connection of first of all, it doesn't even answer itself, it just brings a pasuk, because obviously we're holding in the pasuk, we know all the perushim of the pasuk, but why is it connecting Purim to this inoy of Yom Kippur of Ne'ilas HaSando, that we can't wear shoes, and then it answers up with a pasuk that says of how great shoes are, or of how beautiful the shoes of Am Yisrael are, that we're the daughters of princes. So, in his commentary on Shir Shirim, the Alter Rebbe, or the Shulchan Aruch Harav, however you want to call him by, the first Rebbe of Lubavitch, or Shneur Zalman Liadi, writes in his Likutei Torah, and he has a commentary on there in Shir Shirim. Not a simple sefer, but it's in Tikkuni Zohar. So, see what we can do. And he writes over here on this Pasuk, Mayafu Pa'amayich, Bena'alayim Bat Nediv. Once again, Parak Zayin, Pasuk Bet, and Shir Shirim. And he, I'll skip on Mayafu Pa'amayich part. Now, what is, and he says a little paragraph about Bina Alayim. What does that mean, Bana Alayim? Right, once again. Kimo Shahana'al hu levush haregel velo yargish ko'ev klal kisichuhu bina alo lefishu nifrad ve'inu me'etzem aguf klal. And we get that? I'll read it again. Kemo sha'na'al hu levush haregel, v'lo yargish ko'ev klal, kisiku b'na'alo, l'fi shehu nifrad, ve'enu me'etzem aguf klal. Anyone? One more time. Kemo sha'na'al hu levush haregel, v'lo yargish ko'ev klal, kisiku b'na'alo, l'fi shehu nifrad, ve'enu me'etzem aguf klal. Exactly. Third time's a charm. That a na'al, what's a na'al? Is a sandal or a shoe or whatever, right? Not na'ul, that's na'al with a vav. Na'al is a shoe. And a shoe is the clothing, so to speak. Back then there weren't any socks for sure, but it's the clothing for the foot, right? The socks are only so you can put your foot in the shoe and don't get all that rubbing around, whatever going on in there. It's better that way, trust me. I'll wear socks, it's good for you. And so you don't feel any pain when you wear shoes. You don't feel the rocks under your feet. You don't feel the it's a brought down that the whole posse of, I believe, David HaMelech, like his whole guard, he had, right, guards in front, guards in back, that all of them did not have bottoms, like they like worked the bottoms of their feet so hard that it's as if they didn't have bottoms to their feet. They were all barefoot always. I don't know why, maybe it was a kavod thing, I don't know what was going on, but they didn't feel the bottoms of their feet, or it says they didn't have bottoms to their feet. I don't see how that's possible, but that's my assumption. But just like a shoe, what does a shoe do? Why do you wear a shoe? Well, listen, why do you wear a shoe?
Because it's comfortable to not walk on the floor.
Exactly, because it's not comfortable to walk on the floor. So what does it do? It helps you walk, and so that you don't feel the pain, but it's not a part of your body at all, right? Ve'no etz me'etzem aguf klal. Aval kozah na'al levadah lo yahalech litnaneh ba'atzmo. The shoe doesn't walk on its own, yet. We don't have those shoes yet, where you press a button and it walks for you. I'm sure they're on their way. I get some app, that iWalk or something like that. Be pretty cool, actually. But the shoe is something that covers so that your feet can walk and you don't feel the pain. Agal b'yeshev v'na alichav t'nua sheregel yiniya anavana. V'nimtza she'af le'ene basar yiresh anal hu ha'mahalich, v'lo regel. Aval b'met ha'regel hu ha'mahalich, v'lo m'niya et hanal. And we find she'af le'ene basar yiresh anal hu ha'mahalich, meaning, it looks, when you look at someone walking, it looks like their shoe is walking. Because no one walks without their shoe. They put on their shoe and they start walking. Maybe you have that little tiptoe around. I would not recommend it in the yeshiva dorms to go barefoot, that's for sure. That's like 1,000%. But people put on their shoes and then they start going. So it might look to the person who never knew anything about shoes in their entire life that the shoe was walking for them. I don't know, go to some African tribe down south, give them, you know, put on a pair of Nikes and start going. And I'm sure they'd be in shock, like, wow, it's walking for him. Basically is if it's a good Nike shoe. But no, we know the actual MS is that the foot is doing the walking and the shoe is helping you not feel the pain.
Fine.
So now we have that idea of the na'al, that the na'al is something that is not a part of the body, but it's there to help you walk without feeling pain. Okay? And he says now on this part of the pasuk, Mayafu pa'amayich b'na'alayim. What does this mean, the pasuk? How beautiful are your sandals, are your feet, are your shoes? You are the daughters of princes, or the daughters of malchus, whatever that means. Na'alayim, now that we just explained this concept, that is something that's separate. It's something that's nifrad. If you couldn't find your shoes in the morning, you wouldn't go out. You wouldn't. No one's going to walk, you know, your shul is all the way out. For you guys, it's really difficult. It's like a 30-second walk if you're going to even the farthest shul. But still, if you can't find your shoes in the morning, you're not going to walk to davening. If you can't find your shoes, you're not going to walk to do chesed. If you can't, you're not going to go anywhere without your shoes. Why? I'm like, no, my shoes and kill my feet. My doctor would tell me not to. Doctors don't have everything, that's for sure. Well, truth is, he is. But, and so this shoe is something that although it's just a stam piece of leather, or if it's Yom Kippur, it's not a piece of leather, that it's something that covers your feet in order so that you can do greater, in order so that you can hidabik b'Hashem. Ulefisha levush v'anal mitnaheg hu al piyesh haregel im limanatov lo yifrad la'atzmo. That if you make it a part of your foot, it leads you to greater things. Ken gamata achrei Hashem yalech, like it says in Hosea, and after Hashem you will walk. Kol siyev lo yifrodu chas v'shalom, and you won't make the shoe separate. I'll explain this in a minute. Mipnei halichot elai malchus v'chulei ni'el shev mila de'etzam ha'ulchim tamid lefnei Hashem mamash v'adal mipnei shegan na'ul achoti kala min achizat chitzonim v'az gam na'alat
What is the Alter Rebbe telling us here?
He's explaining the pasuk here in Shir HaShirim of Mayafu Pamaich Bat Nadiv, and it's obviously Kadosh Baruch Hu talking to us how great are your shoes. You are the daughters. We know we're right. Kol Kvud de Bas Melech Penima. That's us. We're Bas Melech. Right, like the pasuk says in Tehillim, that we are that's also how you know that women can't make a shvuah, can't come to do edus. It's also from that pasuk, interestingly enough. But because of kavod, bas melech penima, we're not going to be send them into the court yet, into the courtroom. But we are bas melech. We are the daughters of God. Right? Why bas not bed? We're not going to go into that now. But we are the bas melech. We are bas nediv. And how great are we? Says that we can take our shoes and use it to go to shul. How great are we that we can take our shoes, that we can take our levush, that we can take something that's separate from this world and use it to get close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we're using the actual Gashmi in this world and we're using it to help us to get closer. Instead of Chas V'Shalom separating that shoe from us. Instead of taking something it's larger than just this whole shoe thing of walking the shul, it's using something in this world to bring us to Kadosh Baruch Hu, using something gashmi like a table and turning it into a tish. and making it something holy. Now, another interesting place where I thought of this whole shoe thing was in the story of Avram and Lot with Sodom. And the story of Avram and Lot with Sodom, first of all, super interesting story within itself. What happens? Avram's the whole Sodom thing, and then he saves Lot, and then the king of Sodom comes, and he threatens him, right? What does he say? Second, right. Imichut ba. Right, Vayomer Melech Sodom al Avram, Tein li ha-nefesh va'aruch kach lecha. He's like, get out of here, I'm Melech Sodom. Get out of here, Avram. Vayomer Avram el Melech Sodom, harimot yadi al Hashem, el yon kanesh mayim va'aretz. It's not you that's the king of this world, it's the Kadosh Baruch Hu. And then he says, Imichut va'ad siroch na'al, v'imekach mikol asher lach, v'lo tamar ani hasharti et Avram. If you touch the thread to the strap on my shoe, if you take any of that, and meaning don't, and don't say that I'm the one who made you rich, Avram. I'm the one, no, it's all Kadosh Baruch. Oh, well, didn't say that, but Mepharshim actually asked, what does that mean? Why is it not you, Melech Sodom, who made me rich? He should be saying, Kadosh Baruch Hu made me rich. Mepharshim answer that. We're not going to go into that now. But he uses this lashon imichut v'ad siroch na'al. We know there's no extra words in the Torah, let alone definitely not Bereishis. Oh, definitely not chamishichum shei Torah. And what is he talking about? Imichut v'ad siroch na'al. He has to add this right? Don't touch the thread until this whole thing. And interestingly enough, the Rabbeinu Bechaya brings down here a little bit on that term. It says, it's a famous medrash that says that because you were fighting against Malach Sodom, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because you mentioned the word chut, I'm going to give you the mitzvah of tzitzis. Right? Mitzvah of tzitzis. That chut, that's the string you're going to get. It's translated as Tcheles ve'ataheret banachav mizbech shorim v'lo atamarta v'ad tzroch na'al. Okay, now it gets into the na'al part. You said until the strap of my shoe, until the shoelace, if you will. Chayecha she'ani notein l'avanechem mitzvat retzu'ah shel tefillin. From this, it's brought in that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave to his sons the mitzvah of tefillin. Okay, umitzvah the retzu'ah of tefillin. Umitzvah achilas haPesach and the mitzvah of eating the carbon Pesach shekasav bo v'na'alechem. It's written in those areas of v'na'alechem. Umitzvah yivama shekasav bo v'chaltz na'alo. Mitzvahs of yibun, which we also know was done with the shoe. V'chein b'lashon na'al ani atid li para me'esav. And so too, this lashon of na'al is brought to in separating yourself from Esav. And this is what I'm going to focus on. Shne'emar, and it says in Tehillim al edom ashlich na'ali. It says in Tehillim Parak Samach that from to Edom I will send my shoe. So my Efu Pamayach Bet Na'alayim Bandim. That's really a quote from the Medrash of this famous quote. First of all, quotes our pasuk over here of my Efu Pamayach Bet Na'alayim Bandim to come in a full circle over here. And that's obviously he's explaining that. Well, the Medrash is explaining that here to separate yourself from Amalek because we just don't have shoes, right? Like the Alter Rebbe explained, we bring our shoes. It brings us to the way of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But my question was why is the Medrash connecting this pasuk to the pasuk in Tehillim? And so we'll take on a look at our last source and then come in full circle at this pasuk in Tehillim. This pasuk in Tehillim, Parak Samach, is a pretty famous one. Like all Tehillims are pretty famous, right? It's, interestingly enough, how does this many of the Tehillim start off with an instrument, right? Ayelet HaShachar, and this one and that one. Which instrument does this one start off with, if it's an instrument? Lam Natzech al Shushan Edut Michtama David Lelamed. This is a Lam Natzech, so to speak, for the conductor of this instrument, the Shushan Edut. The witnesses of Shushan. That's the name of the instrument, okay? Whether it's an instrument or not, we can only medayek that. Interestingly enough, we're coming in for full circle over here as well with on the this instrument of the Shushan Edus. And it says, I'm not going to go through the whole thing. It's quite a longer one.
But if you go through it, it actually sounds very similar to Purim. I was looking at it with a bias. And he gives over here, Ligalad Liman Hashem Ephraim, Oz Rashi, Yudim Chokekai, all those people, Moav Sirachzi, Aladom, Ashlich Ne'ali, Pasuk Yud. It says, Moav Sirachzi, Moav, the nation of Moav is going to be my wash basin, my washing thing. Al Edom, Ashlich Ne'ali, on Edom I will send my shoe. Meaning Kadosh Baruch Hu is not even going to use them like Moav, like a wash basin. He's just going to send his shoe on top of them. Alai Plesha Titra, and that over me the Plishtim, will you shout triumphantly? It's David HaMelech asking, like, are you going to let me loose to the Plishtim? You did this to Moav, you did this to Edom. Are you going to let me loose to these Plishtim? Right, that's David HaMelech asking, but over here it brings an Edom and this whole concept that the Uli Yaakov brought down of this whole of Purim is this connection of destroying Amalek, of this Melucha Shlema. Destroying of all Edom, all of it. And then he says, because it's like Yom Kippur. Obviously he had a deeper understanding of Yaakov, of Husiyat and of the actual Tikkun Ezar, and that's why he wrote himself. You know, it's explained much deeper in Tikkun Ezar. I'm not going to go into it now because it's before the Seudah. That's what he says, instead of after the Seudah. And so, like, later on you'll understand the Tikkun Ezar, seemingly. That's what he was saying. But in the middle of Seudah. But why is it Yom Kippurim? Like the Tikkun HaZohar brings down, because he made for us a shoe. He said, don't wear shoes. We have this concept of Yom Kippur, to refrain from this world. That is Yom Kippur. What do you need to do? You need to refrain from the gashmi of this world. You need to take away everything, including your shoes, including eating, all things that this world represents. Put yourself in white, which is, so to speak, the color of Shemayim, not this Shemayim that's blue, but the color of like pureness, tahar, not in this world, you're an angel, kruvim, whatever you want, actually kruvim or gold, but colorblind, but you have this, right? Purim in itself is separating yourself from this world. We all know that that's not the goal in Judaism, is to be a monk. You're not supposed to be a monk in Judaism. We're not Christians. You're not supposed to separate yourself from this world. Eat breakfast. It's a good thing as long as it leads you to better learning, and et cetera, et cetera. It's good to play ball. It's good to do this. You're supposed to be... You're in this world for a reason. You're not in this world to leave this world. That's not the goal. It's not like, I put you in this world, and your nisayon is to run away from as many things as you can. No, it's supposed to be mekadesh. And he says that, just like Yom Kippur, if you will, I want to try and explain why Purim is... why Yom Kippur could somewhat be the tafel to Yom Kippur, how Purim could actually be kibiyachol greater than Yom Kippur. We know that Yom Kippur is the greatest day, it could be mechaper anyone, even if they don't, so to speak, keep Yom Kippur. Just like Shabbos is a bracha without anyone in the world, because Shabbos is Shabbos whether anyone's keeping it or not, aside from separately from the Yom Tovim, which we're mekadesh. It's always going to be the seventh day. There's always going to be Shabbos, as opposed to just after Yetzias Mitzrayim, where you get the Yom Tovim, we're mekadesh Yisrael v'Hazmanim. But Purim is something that is exactly, if you take a look, is almost exactly the opposite of Yom Kippur. Purim is something where we have a mitzvah to give food to other people that we don't know. We have a mitzvah to, well, not a mitzvah, but we dress up, we put on fun clothing, more clothing we put on, so to speak, more levush. Well, some people less, unfortunately, but essentially different and changing and showing, meaning being seen by our levush, having a su'uda, taking food in this world, eating it, drinking it, all those things, meaning being ma'ala in what you think is like the worst thing could be wine, all of a sudden turns into the most exciting mitzvah for most people. That's definitely for sure. And it just sounds like the actual opposite. Why? Because first of all, just like he explains that, just like Yom Kippur is mechaper, so too Purim is mechaper. Purim is mechaper, and just like the whole story of Purim with Esther and everything, it's when they took advantage of this world. It's when they realized on their own. It's when they realized the now. It's when they realized that the shoe on their foot doesn't only have to be a shoe so that it won't hurt when they walk somewhere,
But if they make the shoe around their foot, they can also get closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu in this way. If they take that table and make it into a tish, they can get closer to Kadosh Baruch Hu. If they can take a cup of wine and make kiddush on it, and okay, maybe be b'shikr, but b'shikr ad lo yader ben ar haman lebarach Mordechai. That taking these worldly things and making them, meaning, so to speak, the opposite of a Kadosh Baruch Hu, if you will, kibiachol, and taking that and bringing you closer to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's greater than just refraining from it. If you can take something and realize the godliness of it and make it holy, it's greater from refraining from only bad things and only doing the holy things. Because that's why we were put in this world. And when that, and that over here, so the way I see it, is what explained the Pasuk in Tehillim over here. That when is the Melucha Shlema going to come? When is this final Geula going to come? When is it all going to be complete? Al Edom Ashlichna Ali. When you realize that the shoe around your foot is what can bring you to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that small, that the grossest thing, the thing that no one wants to touch another person's shoe, it's disgusting, it smells, it's gross, but that's something that could, even that could bring you to closer to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, that's the thing that's going to destroy Amalek. That a thing in itself, that Gashmias, what Amalek is trying to trip you up with, by saying, this is good, this is bad, this is good, he's trying to be your best friend. That's what's going to bring us to the Melucha Shlema. With that, I wish everyone a great Purim. We should all be dancing together in the Beis HaMikdash this Purim. Amen.